The number of uninsured private vehicles on Irish roads has fallen by more than 85,000 after the introduction of a new tracking system. According to the Motor Insurers Bureau of Ireland, there were just over 100,000 uninsured vehicles on Irish roads in 2024, down from over 185,000 in 2022. The Motor Insurance Bureau collects information about uninsured drivers, which Gardaí can then access when carrying out spot checks. The Bureau exists to compensate genuine victims of uninsured driving in Ireland, and its chief executive, David Fitzgerald, is with us now in our studio. Good morning, and you're very welcome to the programme. The motor insurance database that we're talking about here, how does it work, and who has access to the information on it?
So it works in cooperation with our members. We've built this database over a number of years. There's two elements, private motor policies are collected in the MTL database, and commercial motors collected in the National Fleet database. And that information is collected every night from our members, the insurance industry, and it's passed to the Gardaí, and the Department of Transport also have access to that database. And we use it as well to help people find the insurance position on a vehicle if they're involved in an accident. We're able to help locate the insurer.
All right. We'll talk about commercial insurance in a moment, but in relation to private cars, do Gardaí, who are carrying out roadside checks, who are at checkpoints, do they have real-time access to the information on your database?
Very, very close to real-time. So it's uploaded every evening. So they have the very up-to-date position of the insurance. They use handheld mobility devices and automatic number plate recognition cameras in the roads policing cars. And it can scan and read a license plate in a matter of seconds and tell them the insurance position of the vehicle. There's also an ability to contact the insurer if they want to find out more information about the vehicle.
And so when it's uploaded in the evening time, do they have it then on their handheld devices the following morning?
They certainly do. It's very, very close to real-time information, practically real-time, effectively.
And that tells them whether a driver is insured or not insured. And since the database was introduced then, there has been a significant fall in the number of uninsured drivers on Irish roads, as we've said, down from 185,000 to 100,000 last year. So what's behind the drop? Is it enforcement is leading to the drop?
I think it is, Justin. I think the Gardaí are doing a great job in terms of enforcement. In their statistics, they publish the number of vehicles being seized for no insurance are up 67% to 19,000 vehicles, and they issued a further 26,000 and summons and charges for no insurance last year. We've been doing a lot of work to get the awareness out as well to the general public that they've never been more likely to get caught. And we think that the message is starting to sink in, a combination of raised awareness, giving the Gardaí clever digital tools to make it the enforcement more efficient, and hard work by members of the Gardaí at the roadside.
But the 100,000 uninsured drivers still on the roads,
it's
in
still
Ireland,
very, it's very high. High. It's still very high. 4% is a great improvement from 8%. But if we looked at the last time we looked at EU averages, it was closer to 2%. So it's still very high. We're not declaring victory against the battle of uninsured driving at the moment. There's certainly more to do, and it's a big cost for the honest motorist in that we pay out an average of €70 million to compensate their victims, and we're fully funded by the motor insurance industry of Ireland. So that's a cost that the honest motorist is paying. So everything we can do to reduce uninsured driving is a win for the honest motorist and for road safety, because the Gardaí would tell us there's a correlation between uninsured driving and other risky behaviours, other types of criminality.
So the trend in relation to private cars, that is going in the right direction, but there's a different picture emerging for commercial vehicles. Then you have a database for commercial fleet vehicles, but there are significant gaps on that.
There are. So commercial is a little bit more complicated, and this is the first time we've been able to prepare commercial numbers. There's two types of commercial policy. So small commercial policies where there's a unique license number associated with maybe one or two vans.
This is
for
the
example,
man with the van.
The man with the van. Mm. So that's relatively easy to track. But once you get into larger fleets, or motor traders, people be trading a lot of vehicles, we have a system called the National Fleet Database. Since November 2023, it's a requirement that the fleet owners upload the details of their vehicles. So they'll buy a number of vehicles from an insurer. They'll say, I need 50 vehicles on my fleet, and they'll be allowed by the insurer dynamically change. And if you imagine you're a big logistics company, you'd be swapping vans on and off all the time. So it's a legal responsibility for those those policyholders, for those fleet owners, to upload those vehicles on a daily basis. So we estimate that there should be 425,000 vehicles approximately in the National Fleet Database. We have 365,000 collected to date. So we found that one in seven have either failed to upload their vehicles to the database or uninsured. So, okay. so there's more to do.
So there are around 60,000 commercial fleet vehicles out there which are unaccounted for in terms of their insurance status on your database.
Exactly. They bought insurance but have yet to upload the details of the specific vehicles, which is an offence.
It's an offence, yeah. But it also leaves open the possibility, doesn't it, that there could be a significant number of uninsured commercial vehicles on the road.
Absolutely. So, you know, we need to get that data for the Gardaí. There's a reason why the government has made an offence, because it's important that the Gardaí have a complete picture of all insured vehicles on the road for enforcement purposes, for road safety purposes.
And do Gardaí on the roadside also have information about commercial vehicles on their mobile apps that they use at the roadside?
They do, but only relatively recently on the front line. So we started with private motor because it's less complex and they've been using that for more than a year, and you can see the big difference that the enforcement action has taken. So what we're calling on today, on the commercial side, is that fleet owners should upload their vehicle details without delay to the National Fleet Database, because now that the Gardaí have that information on the front lines, they're never more likely to get caught. It is an offence to fail to upload your vehicle. On conviction, could be subject to a fine of up to €500 per vehicle.
All right, stay with us, David Fitzgerald, because overall, if there are fewer uninsured drivers on the roads, should this have an impact on motor insurance premiums? Well, figures from the Central Bank show that the average cost of motor insurance policy rose by 2% from €568 in 2023 after 5 years of falls. Insurance Ireland is the body which represents motor insurers. Its CEO is Moya Murdoch. She told our reporter Joe Caulfield that compliant drivers currently pay an increased premium due to uninsured motorists.
Uninsured driving in Ireland has always been a problem. It's extremely higher compared to our near neighbours in the rest of Europe. So the compliant drivers have always been bearing the burden of that. So this is welcome news for all compliant policyholders. And while I can't comment on future pricing, we estimate that on average, a compliant policyholder is unfortunately having to shoulder between 30 and 35 euros a policy. So this is very welcome news.
If those numbers of uninsured drivers have halved in a two-year period, how long does that actually take to trickle through and have an impact on premium pricing?
We have seen a big improvement in the cost of motor insurance in Ireland. And while we have seen a slight increase over the last 12 months, the agenda for insurance reform from the government has really insulated the Irish motor policy holder significantly compared to our near neighbours. Insurance premium in Ireland are still much lower than in the north of Ireland and in the UK. The average premium, according to the Central Bank's last report, was around €630, and that's down from a peak of 721. We're still much lower than that today, but we would compare average premium in Northern Ireland of around €960. Now, what is also very positive is that we are seeing a big increase in the level of fully comprehensive insurance, and it's gone from just around 83% in 2017 up to 93%. So that shows how much more affordable the insurance is. So it is a welcome move, and we want to see uninsured driving eliminated altogether.
That was Moya Murdoch speaking to our reporter Joe Caulfield. David Fitzgerald from the Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland. If we are seeing fewer uninsured drivers on the roads, then should we be seeing more of an impact on motor insurance premiums?
Well, I think Moya set out the position very well, in terms of, we're not involved in setting premiums in the Motor Insurance Bureau, but I suppose that what we can try and do is reduce the level of uninsured driving. We are funded by the Honest Motor, so if we can reduce that level, it should certainly help over time. It'll take time to wash through, because there can be a long lag between having an uninsured accident, the claim being notified, and then compensation being issued. But it's got to help, Justin.
Okay. Chief Executive of the Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland, David Fitzgerald, thank you very much for speaking with us today.